Vedaham samatitani Vartamanani charjuna Bhavishyani ca bhutani Mam tu veda na kaschana. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A Bhagavad Gita as it is, knowledge of the absolute text, rather chapter 7, text 26. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me, no one knows. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Abhaycharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Here the question of personality and impersonality is clearly stated. If Krishna, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were Maya or material, as the impersonalists consider Him to be, then, like the living entity, He would change His body and forget everything about His past life. Anyone with a material body cannot remember his past life, nor can he foretell his future life, nor can he predict the outcome of his present life. Therefore, he cannot know what is happening in past, present, and future. Unless one is liberated from material contamination, he cannot know past, present, and future. Unlike the ordinary human being, Lord Krishna clearly says that He completely knows what happened in the past, what is happening in the present, and what will happen in the future. In the fourth chapter, we have seen that Lord Krishna remembers instructing Vivaswan, the sun god, millions of years ago. Krishna knows every living entity because He is situated in every living being's heart is the super soul. But despite His presence in every living entity as super soul, and His presence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the less intelligent, even if able to realize the impersonal Brahman, cannot realize Sri Krishna as the Supreme Person. Certainly the transcendental body of Sri Krishna is not perishable. He is just like the sun, and Maya is like a cloud. In the material world, we can see that there is the sun, and that there are clouds and different stars and planets. The clouds may cover all these in the sky temporarily, but this covering is only apparent to our limited vision. The sun, moon, and stars are not actually covered. Similarly, Maya cannot cover the Supreme Lord. By His internal potency, He is not manifest to the less intelligent class of men. And as it is stated in the third verse of this chapter, out of millions and millions of men, some try to become perfect in this human form of life, and out of thousands and thousands of such perfected men, hardly one can understand Lord Krishna, what Lord Krishna is. Even if one is perfected by realization of impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma, he cannot possibly understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, without being in Krishna consciousness. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport, text 26, chapter 7, Bhagavad Gita as it is, entitled Knowledge of the Absolute, spoken today, the 15th of June, 2008, 522 Gaurabda, the holy year of our beloved Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the Tawako ISKCON Center, in the presence of their divine lords, Srinathji, Gornitai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Bajrang Bali Hanumanji Ki. Yeah. Keeps closing on me. So, here Krishna is explaining that he knows everything, past, present, and future. So in the material world there are fallible living entities who they don't know exactly what's going on in this material world. Therefore, they're under the illusion of the material world. And the Lord, sometimes He enters into this material world as an avatar, descending from the spiritual world. Or He sends His expansion or His empowered devotee or an acharya to deliver the conditioned souls. He came down in the form of a devotee to give love of Godhead to everyone and spread the Sankirtan movement. What is the name of that incarnation, that avatar? Who said Chaitanya? Raise your hand, let me see. Who said Chaitanya? Are you sure? Yes. If you're really sure, raise both hands. You're right. Okay, give him a big hand. They were very afraid there. Am I sure? Why so much fear? He's the Bhakta avatar. He's the personality of Godhead as a devotee. Came to give us this mercy, which was never achieved before. It was very confidential, but He's giving it to all of us. Just as Krishna told Arjuna, you have the free will. If you want to fight, you can fight. If you don't want to fight, you don't have to fight. It's your choice. But even if you don't fight, I'm still going to see that everybody in this battlefield perishes. We were trying to come here, go quickly, but we saw that the turnpike was very crowded. So we went by 286. But always this GPS is, no matter what you do, it's recalculating. Somehow it'll get you to where you have to go, right? It's kind of a perverted reflection. But Krishna, He knows all the routes, past, present, and future. He'll get you there. So, like this, we are trying to take shelter of the Lord. But in different ages, there were different processes of sacrifice Prate dayatom vishnum yajata tretayam yajata makai dwarpayam parichajayam kalotad halikirtanat. It's created Krita Yuga, which means Satya Yuga, process wise meditation. In the Treta Yuga, it was homas, the fire sacrifice. Dwarpa Yuga, it was a temple worship with lots of jewels and gold. Prabhupada told us not to use jewels and gold on our deities, because then people will be tempted to steal them. Sometimes somebody gives, or on some special day we put on. But this is the danger, Kali Yuga. When Kali Yuga, the process, Kalotat Harikirtanat. In Kali Yuga, Harikirtan, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But like, I want to apologize for being late. I was giving the Sunday program at Central New Jersey, and they put exactly tight program, every no gap, but there's also traffic and unavoidable things. So they said we'd be here in 1 hour. We left about 5:15. We still took an hour and a half. So very tight program. Need to be a little grace between each program to make it. But anyway, really happy to be here. But I see that even though I'm late, I saw a few people leaving. Temple's packed. So I hear we're going to have a new temple. It's our plan. And then we can have, it's not that we do temple worship as we do chanting of Hare Krishna, just like we do kirtan during the aarti, we dance. But also you need a good hall so you can accommodate many people. Even Mayapur, we're building a temple of Vedic planetarium, supposed to hold many more people. So, sometime it's needed. So Lord Krishna, he gave us advice like that. When Lord Chaitanya came, he didn't come with weapons of violence. He came with weapons of love. His personal beauty, his humility, his madrangas, kartals, devotees, weapons of love, to win over the conditioned souls. And so many of you have been attracted by Lord Chaitanya. When he was personally present, he was attracting everyone. So he predicted, Prativite ache jatonagaradi gram sarvatra pracharite hoibe mor nam. In the whole world, my message will be sung in every town and village. Just as Krishna in the battlefield Kurukshetra, he had his plan. If Arjuna didn't surrender, if he exercised his free will in a different way, he had some other route how he'd get there. But Lord Chaitanya, he has his plan. And the Chaitanya Mangal, it said he's going to preach all over India and spread the Harinam Sankirtan. But for later, he is going to send one of his Senapati Bhaktas. Senapati literally means general, some kind of leading, commanding devotee, who is going to come and spread the Sankirtan movement. He said in the Western countries. wherever I missed out. So Prabhupada always said he was ordered by his guru to preach in the West. But when he saw India going to hell, he said, we don't want to see it go to hell. People are living their own culture, so we want to encourage them to practice their culture. So that I was ordered to preach in the West, but I had to also do something in India. Because nobody else is doing it. And that's why he established, now we have about 75 branches in India. Big temples and all of the big metros. But his main mandate was he had to spread Krishna consciousness in the West. But East or West, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that to spread Krishna consciousness, to spread the Sankirtan movement, Kali Kale Dharma Nama Sankirtan Krishna Kripa Bine Nahitar Pravartan. That in Kali Yuga, the Harinam Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma. And to spread that, it's not just easy. It's not ordinarily possible. Unless you're empowered by Krishna. So the fact that Prabhupada came to the West, established 108 temples, and established a Krishna conscious movement, a ISKCON movement, all over the world, in a short, like 10, 12 years, wasn't an accident. He was empowered by Lord Krishna. Not only that, as he knew how to adapt things so they would work in the West. We heard that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saratakur, he was saying to chant 64 rounds. But later we heard that actually that was for his pujaris. But for the preachers, he said, be always engaged in Krishna's service and chant 16 rounds. So Prabhupada, when he came here, he saw that Westerners, the people living in the West, the very fast life, they're not able to sit down and chant for 8 hours japa. So he had used the second option of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 16 rounds and keep busy in service. Even that's difficult for many people. But at least it's possible. Yesterday was Ekadasi. How many chanted 64 rounds? One. Got one here. What's your name? Jasomati. You spent the whole day in the temple? Every day, 64. Yeah, so for pujaris, for people living in the temple, it could be possible. But if you're going to the Rath Yatra, if you're going to do that, the other option is more possible. So Prabhupada gave us that as a minimum, 16 rounds and do the japa. Like that, he adapted everything according to what is the best for the modern age. So we need to really take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Because Srila Prabhupada gave us a system that if we practice, he promised us we'll get back to Godhead. And I thought when I heard this, when I was a new devotee, I went to India in 1970. Then I expected to see all the sadhus in India are chanting 64 rounds, you know, we're just the 16 rounders. Then I found they're only chanting 4 rounds. That ISKCON has come up a lot more than they said. Even they're having discussion, why don't we get them up to the ISKCON standard and chant 16? Oh, come on. That's too difficult. So now things have changed. Now in the whole world, probably ISKCON has one of the highest standards, if not the highest. Most people, they're not chanting even 16 rounds and they're not staying busy in the service. So you have a very good shelter under Prabhupada's lotus feet. Don't allow yourself to get detoured from Prabhupada's lotus feet. Here, that's the safe place. And one thing is, this is the seventh chapter. You know the glories of the seventh chapter? You want to hear it? It take a few minutes longer than my time, but you see, there was a very rich man. This is told by Lord Shiva to Parvati, the glories of the seventh chapter from Padma Puran. Lord Shiva, he said that there was a rich man. He was doing a business, but he was a miser. He wasn't buying saris for his wife, clothes for his children, very minimum food. He wasn't giving any money to the temple, no kind of spiritual. He was just making money and he was burying it in the ground. One day he was traveling and he got a heart attack and died. Nobody knew where the money was buried. So his family was also, although he's a multi-millionaire, nobody knows where he buried all the gold. So they're all in poverty. When he was taken to Yamaraj, Yamaraj said, you had so much opportunity and so much money, you didn't use it for any good purpose, you didn't build any temple, you didn't give any feed any people, Krishna Prasad, didn't do anything spiritual, didn't even take care of your family very well. You're so much attached to your money, so your next birth you can become a snake, a cobra, and live in a hole next to your money and enjoy it. Every day you can touch your money, all that gold and jewels, in the hole, the snake hole. From multi-millionaire to snake. What do you think? Karma. Infallible law of karma. So like this, his sons did shraddh, did the different kinds of ceremonies. But after a year or so, or maybe a little more, he came in the dream of his four sons that I've taken birth as a snake guarding the money. If you get me out of this hellish condition, I will give you all the money. So the four brothers got together, told they had a dream. They were surprised. Each one had the same dream. That seemed to confirm it. It must be true. If everybody's having the same dream. So older brother said, what are we going to do? He's kind of spaced out, really didn't know if we're going to do something, you know. And father, is it true? I mean, I was like not. The second brother was very emotional type. Oh, my father became a snake. Oh, no. A snake, how terrible. Then the third brother, he was a good son. He said that we should, whatever it is, whatever our father did, we didn't do, he was our father, he helped us so many ways, let's try to save him. The fourth brother was greedy. He thought, I think I know where my father buried the money. If I get one day, I can steal all the money and we take it for ourselves and run away and I'll have it all. Was he a nice guy? How would you describe him? Greedy, selfish, huh? Logistic. Rajasic. So then, Then the fourth brother said, okay, look it. I agree with the third brother, we should help our father. This is our duty. So let's take one day break. Think about what we can do for our father and meet here tomorrow. Why don't you discuss it right then? But you see, he wanted to get one day at a time. Midnight that night, he woke up his wife, handed her a shovel. He took a digging instrument. I think I know where the money is buried. Let's go. They went out with a lantern. They started to dig. Snake came. I am going to kill you. You want to steal the money? He was a quick thinker. No, no, Father. I just wanted to see you. We love you, Father. Why are you coming at midnight? Where are the other brothers? Well, I wasn't sure where you were. I just want to test it first. You're just like me. You're greedy, selfish, like I was. I didn't do anything for Krishna. I didn't do anything for anybody. You want to steal the money and take it. So I should kill you. No, 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 no. I want to help you, Father. Just tell me what we have to do. We'll help you. He said, all right. On the next day of my death anniversary, during my Srad, we've done so many Srads, Father. No, but it didn't work. I was too sinful. You had to get a devotee to read the 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita. 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita ki? Jai! He read it, chant it, and offer all the results to my departed soul. The 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita is so powerful, it will liberate me from this curse. All right, I'll go and tell the other brothers. He went back, told the other brothers. They prepared everything on the death anniversary day. They had a pure devotee. Do you have any volunteers here? Pure devotees to chant 7th chapter. So he chanted the 7th chapter and offered all the results to the departed soul of the father. Father was instantly liberated from the curse of his birth as a snake. Became back to his human form, but in a subtle spiritual effulgent form. He took all the gold and jewels and brought and gave to his to give to his children. First he said, I want to talk to you. I wasted my life. Don't you waste your life. When you get this money, do something good with it. Build a temple. Distribute Krishna prasadam. Finance the preaching of Bhagavad Gita. Do something constructive. Don't just spend it all on sense gratification. Use what you need. Do something for Krishna. And read Bhagavad Gita, especially 7th chapter. So then he distributed the wealth to the children or the family members and he went. Was taken by Vishnu Dutas back to Godhead. So powerful was that reading. Not only liberated from the curse, it liberated him from this material world. After that his children, they used their money wisely. They invested a part of it. They built temples. They did holy works. Krishna Seva. And all of them also and read the Bhagavad Gita. And all of them went back to Godhead. So we need to keep a portion. Whatever we earn for Krishna Seva. That's our insurance policy. Eternal insurance, spiritual insurance. We may not know what the future is, but Krishna knows. But if we're, Krishna says, Daivihesha gunamai mama maya durataya mameva che papadyante mayam itam tarantite. Getting over this material world is very difficult, very, very difficult. Durataya. Mameva che papadyante, but those who surrender to me, mayam itam tarantite, I'll deliver them over this maya. Take them back to Godhead. So how many of you decided you want to take shelter of Krishna this lifetime? Gauranga! Nityananda! Hare Krishna! Govinda! Gopala! This deity, not jeet, is actually our Sampradaya's deity. Because he was discovered by our previous guru, Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri went down to get sandalwood to bathe him, went down to Jagannath Puri, the king of Utkal, gave him sandalwood, he came back, he got an order from Gopal, give it to the Gopinath deity at Ramuna. So he gave it, they got so much trouble to travel with a huge, valuable, even now, sandalwood is very valuable. Cheapest wholesale price in India, somewhere between 25,000 to 100,000 rupees a kilo. Wholesale in India. In the West, much more. Little bottle like this, 15 bucks. Diluted like anything. As we just bathed in our Narsingadev, so we bought 200-300 grams of sandalwood, about half kilo. We bought so many different essential oils. To bathe the Shingade with pure essential oils. Ashtaganda and Pushpaganda. Ashtaganda is 8 medicinal, including sandalwood, aguru, musk, saffron, camphor. Those are, camphor is cheapest. But we can't use too much. So then, but other Chatamamsi, Rochana, this aguru is something like 4 to 8 lakhs of rupees a kilo. You just put in a little bit. Very expensive oils. So that we put all the 8 oils to give Narsingadev a cooling, refreshing. And then we have different oils from essential flowers. Like lotus flower oil, jasmine, mogra, lavender, patchouli, germanium, different kinds of oils. Usually put rose oil, but this year I don't think we found rose. Not a good quality. So like that, we have another oil we made in Narsingadev, all flowers. So, later on, how many of you would like some of this oil? I'll give you free, a little bit on your hand to put on your head. Anybody want? I can't guarantee you'll be able to take birth again after you put the oil on your head. He may just take you back, end of this life. So, but then, Natji was being worshipped by some followers of Madhavendra Puri, but then in a temple in Govardhan, but then some who's the bad one? The Aurangzeb? Huh? Aurangzeb. He got noticed that he was attacking Vrindavan and smash all the deities and temples. So then they brought the deity to the Rajput area in Rajasthan. That's why he's now Udaipur? Natadwar, near Udaipur. And so they were having a two branches of the Pushti Marg were having a court case, who should be the rightful? Then the judge said, well, if I start to decide like that, neither of you, it's the Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's their deity. And then they made friends. They don't lose to us again. But here we have expansion, Srinathji, lifting up Govardhan Hill, left hand up. Giridhari, special smile. Very beautiful deity. There the ladies also go in the front, men in the back. And ladies have a good option, good view here. But here you get more room. There was so crowded we went. They said no cameras, nothing. As you take your camera, it becomes finished. How many been to Srinath Dwara? There's so much crowd. They push you in, and you can't move. You just, the crowd takes you. But one thing they have in their temple is very good. Everybody's in a service mood. We can all learn from that. Anybody come to temple, they want to do seva. After the Mangal Arati was over, I came out, and like people came in selling flowers. Not so people take home. So people buy the flower and give to temple. They had a special window flower. So they'd come in, seva. Everybody called. Who was in a hurry, they bought the flowers, a little expensive. You stick around later, you can buy the cheaper. But it's like a market, a flower market. You're bargaining, just like India, we bargain for everything. So they get the flowers and donate. Then they came in with milk. People buying milk to donate for the deity. Anyone come to the temple, they give something to the deity. That was the mood there. Later on in the morning, whole sabji bazaar came. Sabjis and fruits. And people are going there buying not to take home. It's a whole market. People buying to give for the deity. So much the service attitude they had. Then later I just stayed. I wanted to see what was the system here because I want to learn for our deity worship also. Then one guy came with a buffalo or a cow piled up with wood. And then he had it tied such a way, just pulled the rope. All the wood fell down. He cried out, Seva! And people started running there. And they all ran, grabbed a piece of wood on their head to do some seva for the deities. Took the wood on the head and ran into the kitchen, put it in the wood pile. So I grabbed a piece of wood too, ran in. I was not a pure mortal. I wanted to see what the kitchen looked like. But later they gave me a tour. But I also want to do some seva. So we can learn. Everyone should be in saver service mood to do some seva, whether making a garland or bringing flowers or bringing something. That specialty of this Srinathji deity, service, bliss through serving. Mostly in the material world, people think they're going to be happy when they get served. Like George Harrison thought, when I'm rich and famous, then I'll be happy. But when we got rich and famous, we weren't happy. We weren't satisfied. And we realized we need something spiritual to make us happy. So serving the Lord, that's a big opportunity to be happy. You see how happy He is? Anyone has a smile like that? So you serve Him, you'll become happy too. And of course, Gaur-Nitya, the incarnation of service for the Lord, devotional service. Sitaram Lakshman, I see Ram is protecting his devotee. When they say you serve Sitaram, you serve Hanuman, he protects you from so many dangers. Someone told me a whole story about a Sunny Bar. Sunny was against someone, but by worshipping Hanuman, he got protected. I don't know what Shastra that's from, but they told me that. Some Purana, I think. Anyway, these are... You're all very fortunate to have such nice deities here in the forest. Then if you can build them a nice temple, that'll even be better. So you can have more devotees. Bring more and more people to Krishna. We can make many offerings. We can offer so many things. But if we offer ourselves, Atma Nivedanam, what is a better offering than that? But if we can't do the Atma Nivedanam, at least we can do our words, our bodily service, our intelligence, our wealth, something we can offer. But we should also, everyone, they should chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we want you to, that you can watch the films, Why You're Eating, because it's too late, you're hungry, and there's no problem. I have two different ones. I have one which is festivals around the world, another one which is my travel from Gaur Purnima to Gaur Purnima last year. I don't only go to festivals, I go to all kinds of things. So, if you want to see the world from my point of view, I just want to see the festivals. Take an election. Vote. Who wants festivals? Of course, there are a lot of festivals when I'm traveling. Who wants to see my world travel? Ah, it's too much. Next time I come, I'll show the other one. Whatever. Bangladesh, all the places I go to. Next year, New Jersey, Tawakwa will be in the new annual tour. Building a temple. I remember reading some slokas from the Purana. You build a temple, even one brick in a temple. You build a temple, you build a Vishnu temple. You go back to, Krishna takes you back, deliver forefather, so many things. He had all those quotes. You get so much mercy. Gotta go up and get my other secretary to bring the show. You build a house for Krishna, and he reciprocates. He said, Jetatamam prabhajante tangstadaiva bhajamyam. According to our capacity, we build Krishna a home. All the spiritual activities that go on there, everything, we're a shareholder. We get the blessings. It's very important. The water.